going to demonstrate healing. If we taught on deliverance, we were going to demonstrate deliverance. And you know, God showed up every time. Somebody say hallelujah. Signs and wonders follow the word of God. Somebody say glory to God. I got me an amen corner over here. Now, in Mark chapter 6, I want to get to this place here. Want to get to my rich young ruler. Somebody say hallelujah. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. While I go on, Jesse, find me the rich, the authority scripture with the military officer. Somebody say, amen. While he's doing that, I want you to go here. We're going to go back to confusion. Somebody say, James chapter 3, verse 14. How many of you ready to roll? How many of you ready to be used of God? We learned something. How many of you, you got a church with a bunch of preachers, and we do. We got several people in here. If you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth, this wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. And when envy and strife is, there is confusion. Somebody say amen. And what? Every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first of all pure. Somebody say pure, peaceable, gentle, and easy. Somebody say easy. To be entreated. Full of mercy and of good fruits and without partiality and without hypocrisy. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Somebody say praise God. Now that word peace means prosperity. Did you know that? That word peace is also called shalom in many times. Somebody say peace. And it says, now the fruit of right. Now you get certain, how many of you get people to get ministered? How many ever seen people get mad because they couldn't minister in a certain way? Or get offended real easy? You know, I'm going to places, you know, and people sitting, you know, somebody say amen. Amen. You know, and they get all upset, and well, you don't want to receive from anything like that. Somebody say amen. Because if you're going to get ministry, you want to get ministry. Ministry is sent there to do what for you? Ministry is sent to do what for you? To bless you, right? If somebody ministers, it's going to lift you up. It's going to put some money in your pocket. It's going to put some healing on your body. Amen. It's going to put some stability in your mind. It might get a devil off your back. That's what ministry will do. Ministry, somebody say true ministry, will bring peace. It will bring shalom. It will bring salvation. Now, you got to learn that you're not going to be able to receive that kind of ministry from people. Somebody say this kind, the fruit of righteousness. Somebody say the fruit of righteousness is sown, and the fruit of righteousness is the blessing of salvation. It's sown in peace. Somebody say peace. God is not the author of confusion, amen, but he's the God of what? Peace. So you can tell a true anointing, hey, is it flowing, amen? Is it in the flow? Now see, many times some of you get words in our meeting, some of you prophetic people will get a word from the Holy Ghost, you'll get something, and at times it might not be directly in sync with the flow of the service for that time. If it were presented right there, it really wouldn't be a peaceful thing, would it? But if you hold on to it for about 15, 20 minutes, maybe a day or so, amen, the right time will be there. But if it's sent to disrupt, somebody say amen, or go in a contrary fashion or divide the anointing, amen, to move the flow of that meeting, guess what? It's no longer, even though it may have came from above, it's no longer a message of what? Peace. It's a message of confusion. Somebody say hallelujah. And you'll never be blessed in that order. Amen. You'll only be blessed in people that have learned to stay in the flow of God, to stay in the peace of God. You hear what I'm saying? How many of you want to flow? We're going to release the body of Christ. I believe God's about to do something where he's ready to loose us all. There are going to be some people coming here and they're going to need words from the Holy Ghost. Do you think I'm going to be able to give everybody a word? You're out of your mind. God's going to use you. There are going to be people that come in here that need healing. You think I'm going to have the healing to heal all the ones that are coming here? No, he's going to use you. But you've got to learn. You've got to learn when you're going to be able to be used. When does God want to do it? Somebody say, when I'm in peace or when I'm in unity with that meeting. You can judge it yourself. Many people don't understand. You understand? Well, sometimes you get the word and say, well, take it over there. Because we have not yet taught the body. You know, we're getting there. Some of you already know how to judge. Somebody say judge. You judge a word to find out whether that word's from God. And after you find out whether that word was from God or not, or whether what God wanted you to do was from God or not, you got to get the timing. Somebody say, get the timing of it. So if you get the timing of that word, you get the timing of what the Holy Ghost wants you to do, or you get, how many of you get impressions? And sometimes you get those impressions, I got to do it right now. Well, that might come from God, but you've got to get the peace of it, because what? The fruit of peace and righteousness is sown in those that do what? Flow in peace. So if you want people to get blessed, you got to make sure that your manifestation, amen, or that your gifting is in peace with that meeting. Well, say, what are you talking about, Brother Ron? In peace with that meeting. Well, first of all, how many of you realize, somebody asked me, what made you want to become a pastor? What made you decide to become a pastor? I said, I didn't decide to be a pastor. I just had to be what I am. Somebody say, amen. You got to understand, before the service even started, the anointing of the Holy Ghost was flowing. If somebody's doing something that God ordained them to do and told them to do, that's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And that's foundational. Somebody say, amen. Whether there is what you may, whether it may appear to be some type of emotional scheme to it or not, that's where the Holy Ghost is. So first of all, any type of anointing will come in sync with that anointing. Somebody say, amen. So we got to stay in peace with that. Did you find it? Somebody say, thank God for Brother Jesse. Hallelujah. Give it to me. Amen. Did y'all learn that thing, the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace to those that make peace? Somebody say, amen. 8 verse 5. So I was at the right place. I just had to go a little bit. No, I wasn't. 8 verse 5. And Jesus entered, Matthew chapter 8, verse 5. And Jesus entered into Capernaum, and there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered him and said, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man, what? Under what? He was basically saying, I understand authority. This man was able to get blessed, and he got his need met. Amen. Before somebody else, because he said, listen, I'm a man under authority. I have soldiers under me, and I say to this one, go, and he goeth, and another one, come, and he cometh, and I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. Somebody say, praise the Lord. He said, listen, I understand authority. He said, I have the concept of authority down. Therefore, I can receive, somebody say, hallelujah. I can receive this anointing that you have. I can receive a second degree of anointing because I understand authority. Somebody say, praise God. There are a lot of people that can't receive from God because they don't understand any form of authority. I'm not talking about control. I'm talking about Holy Ghost authority. There are going to be some flows of the anointing. We're going to learn tonight. The message tonight is whatever God tells you to do, do it. That's how you get your need met. You got to catch that one. Somebody say amen. That's the second wave. That's when we get into operation. We got to lay the foundation before that. You hear what I'm saying? Well, see, you get into authority. Somebody say amen. Authority will tell you to do something crazy. You know, Jesus had authority, right? He told, listen, I'm going to put some mud in your eye. And he put some mud, spit in their eye. They didn't have a problem with it. The man had authority, didn't he? So they followed the authority and got their need met. Somebody say, I'm a man under authority. I got people under me and all these other things. If you can understand the concept of authority, you'll be able to reap the anointing that goes with it. Somebody say hallelujah. When you find out that you're tied up with something bigger than you, something stronger than you, there's an anointing flowing through you, you'll be able to flow in a greater degree of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Some of you got, most of you got ministries. Mama minister, Sandra minister, y'all tearing Conroe up. Glory to God. Y'all are doing what God wants you to do, and you're going to flow in a greater anointing. Why? When you learn that you're under authority. You hear what I'm saying? That I'm not just doing it because I want to do it, but Jesus told me way back there in the book of Mark, amen, go ye cast out devils, heal the sick, raise the dead, do all these other things. Say, Jesus told me to do it. Now I got a church behind me that told me to do it. I'm under authority. I've been sent down to get a job done. Somebody say hallelujah. Say, I've got the authority to do this. I've got a badge. I understand authority. Amen? So you got to understand, it's not truly what I decide to do. If I did what I wanted to, I'd be in bed this morning. Ha! Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're going to get to the point to where you're going to get to where you don't want to do certain. You get beyond trying to do it for the ego. Amen? You're doing just because you've been told. Get the devil out. Get the man healed. Get the woman delivered. Get the soul saved. Say, I understand authority, therefore I can flow. Somebody say, glory to God. In that Bible, when it's talking about the revival, it said, in the last day, they shall not break rank. Somebody say, glory to God. You are that great and victorious army. You hear what I'm saying? Who told you to get here? Say, Jesus did. Amen. Jesus did. Amen. Jesus told me to do what I'm about to do. Amen. Therefore, the church is behind me. Say, I understand authority. I got the anointing that goes with it. Glory to God. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Who told you to? Amen. Jesus. Glory to God. Stand up right where you are. Do y'all know last night and this morning and what's going on tonight, I intended to be all one message? Amen. Aren't you glad we broke it down a little bit? Somebody say, amen. Say, learning, authority, and anointing. Somebody say, praise God. Glory to God. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh, bless the Lord in this place right now. Glory to God. Getting ready for a, thank you, Jesus. Getting ready for a sending out. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There are certain anointings that will happen just because you do what God says do. All you got to do is be obedient. Let God follow through. Amen. Follow the directions and watch what happens. Just do what God tells you to do. Follow the directions and watch what happens. Don't worry about it. Amen. Somebody says, tell somebody about Jesus. You got authority to tell somebody about Jesus. You got authority to love somebody. Watch what happens. When you find that, when you get in sync with that authority, when you get in sync with that line, authority is nothing but the demonstration of the anointing of the Holy Ghost that comes through corporate union. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? When we get this thing together, when we flow in these strong anointing, you flow in those strong anointing, that's the authority. What that is, that's the corporate union of that entire body put together. Amen? When people are in agreement with you and things can happen. Somebody say hallelujah. Woo! Bless God. So when you get out there and you get in obedience, say, I'm supposed to do this. I put this out there. You got to realize you're not by yourself. You got the whole body behind you. Amen. You got the whole offering of the church behind you. You hear what I'm saying? Glory to God. That's what authority is all about. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's not just us. Glory to God. You got all of CF and I. Glory to God. All of the voice of healing. Glory to God. You got everybody we know. Somebody say, they're with you. Say, I understand. Authority. Therefore, I understand the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Say, only speak the word. Say it one more time. Only speak the word. Because you got, it's the word that's anointed. It's the word that's anointed. And only people that understand authority can let that word stay together until it manifests. See, but people that are rebellious, you understand, that don't understand the concept of authority, they'll blow the word. They'll blow the word. When you say only speak the word, he said, God, you just say what you want. And I won't change it. I won't mess with it. I'm just going to carry it through. And it's going to do exactly what you want to do. Amen? Somebody say hallelujah. Ooh, praise God. We need to say that as one corporate body. Amen? Jesus, Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. We understand authority. We won't mess with it. Glory to God. I tell you what, you just speak the word for the Woodlands, Texas. You just speak the word for Conroe. You just speak the word for Houston. Amen. And it will be done. Woo! Somebody say, it'll be done. Amen. You tell me what to do, I tell you what, it will be done. Somebody say, hallelujah. You don't want what I want. You want what God wants. Hallelujah. You want what the Holy Ghost wants. Amen. You want that word from the Holy Ghost. Can't you tell you, if I knew what to do, we'd be packed already. Amen. Somebody say, we want what the Holy Ghost wants. You hear what I'm saying? And you need to have the ability and the faith to stick by that word. Amen. That what he tells you to do, you do it. Amen. You come on, Oshtanaman. Just pray. It's only 12:30. You can pray for 3 minutes. Go on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Salamonushtanabahai. Get ready, get ready, get ready. My God, get ready. Get specific. Get specific. Get specific in what God wants you to do. Get ready. Get your place. God's ready to move. Hallelujah. God's ready to move. Glory to God. Well, bless the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. How many of y'all going to be in church tonight? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Tizo, get up here before we go. Amen. Somebody say, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to anoint this boy with oil. Amen. He's out there doing a lot of things for the Holy Ghost. You know, you can't make somebody something that they already are. You can just acknowledge it. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at this. This old, he's working y'all over, isn't he? Is it doing a good job? Somebody say, he getting on my nerves. Hey, knock on my door one more time. Huh? Somebody say, amen. Let's pray for Brother Tizo. Is that all right? Amen. Anoint this boy with oil. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody, let's just pray the blessing of God upon him. Somebody say, amen. Hallelujah. I mean, it's all working, brother. Father God, just stretch your hand this way and let's agree together. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for the anointing and for the grace. Hallelujah. Where's this? Hallelujah. Glory. Come on, glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, there it is. Amen. Somebody say, thank God. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say, we bestow authority to carry out the word of God in that area. I found out last night, these people doing prayer walks down there in Conroe, houses that they went by there and didn't wait for somebody to hold a board meeting to tell them to go do a prayer walk. Amen. They just did it. Several of the houses. How many have it? How many was it that they prayed and walked across? Have either burned down houses, crack houses, drug houses were burning down, and different things happened because somebody stood out there to do what God told them to do. Amen. About 6 houses were shut. Amen. Because of people out there praying and walking and believing God. 4:30 in the morning? When do y'all? I don't know when y'all do it. Who knows? Isn't that God? Somebody say, amen. That's some authority. Amen. Somebody say, I got authority to do what God wants me to do. And everything's going to be all right, Mel. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Praise God. You do what the Holy Ghost told you. I commission you to go forth in the spirit of the evangelist right now in the name of Jesus. You be blessed. And I pray for the signs and wonders to accompany the evangelist right now in the name of Jesus. And we bestow upon you grace and anointing from this house right now to do what God wants you to do. Baba A greater anointing and the blessing of God be upon you right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hold on. Victory in the name of Jesus. And all y'all be blessed in high, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. How many of y'all enjoyed church this morning? I know I did. I know I did. I know I did. Hallelujah. We got that machine. Y'all come early to church tonight. Maybe we'll get that cappuccino machine going. If not, hallelujah. Y'all pray for us. I'm going to throw it out. It'll be in the dumpster. Put us on some good music. Amen. Give 7 people a hug before you go. Give them a sincere hug. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let our visitor feel real welcome this morning. Hallelujah. Dean's taking everybody out to lunch to tell y'all thank you for going to the party.